This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Taylor Swift walked the red carpet at the LA world premiere of her Eras Tour concert film and stopped to take selfies with many of the 2,000 fans waiting in line. The film has already surpassed 100 million in pre-sales and will be the biggest concert film ever. Current boyfriend Travis Kelce was not at the premiere. He was in a sweaty men's locker room instead. Ariana Grande and Dalton Gomez have settled their divorce and it all seems pretty amicable. Yep. A source said, quote, Ariana and Dalton really wanted to take care of each other through all of this and make it as easy on one another as possible. They have a strong mutual respect for each other, unquote. Well, that wedding ring comes off, so I guess that means only six more to go. Drake admits he's had stomach issues for years, saying that he'll probably take a year or so break from music to focus on his health. He said, quote, I probably won't make music for a little bit. I need to focus on my health first and foremost, unquote. Drake had been criticized for forgetting lyrics to his songs on his It's All a Blur tour. Hey, take a long break. Britney Spears' father, Jamie, who was formerly in charge of her conservatorship, was hospitalized with a bacterial infection. Britney did not visit the 71-year-old and has not spoken to him since the conservatorship came to an end. Jamie was last in the hospital in 2018, where he spent 28 days recovering from a ruptured colon, much like dealing with Britney. Pete Davidson is investing in sealed VHS tapes. Yep, Davidson apparently has purchased between 3 and 5,000 sealed VHS tapes, believing that, with the 20-year anniversary of the last VHS tape being made coming in 2026, the value of the tapes will skyrocket. But then again, when he bought the tapes, he was very high.
Dead or alive?
Kim Basinger was a heartthrob, starring in numerous hit films, including L.A. Confidential in 1987, winning an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress. Dead or alive? Alive. She's been in a relationship with her hairdresser for over a decade, and she works with four different animal protection organizations. Still somewhat hot, she will turn 70 in December. Bad Bunny has announced the arrival of his fifth solo studio album and the follow-up to his record-smashing Un Verano Sin Ti. The newly announced Nadie Sabe Lo Que Va a Pasar Mañana, which translates into Nobody Knows What Will Happen Tomorrow. Bunny has also been dating Kendall Jenner and trying to keep his privates, private. Jason Derulo has been sued by a new artist, accusing him of aggressive behavior, unwanted invitations, and implications that she'd have to have sex with him to advance. Emaza Gibson said, quote, I have anxiety and I'm traumatized. I've dealt with inhumane work situations. I'm back to zero now and I have nothing, unquote. R. Kelly said, yeah, sounds about right. Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper returned to New York in Cooper's Mercedes-Benz SUV after jetting off for a quick getaway. This was their second outing of the week. Hadid looked stunning, wearing a sweater tucked into black jeans, her hair pulled back in a bun, and finishing off the look with ballet flats. The Silver Linings Playbook actor wore some clothes.
Idiot of the Week!
Kanye West is forcing his so-called wife, Bianca Censori, to never speak and only wear certain clothes. A source close to Yeezy says she's also required to eat certain foods and to work out even though Kanye doesn't work out. She has no mind of her own anymore, the insider added. Well, Bianca has clearly sold her soul for money. Both of them. Idiots. Bruno Mars' concert in Israel was canceled just as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared the country is at war. The announcement read, quote, "We stand with the residents of Israel, IDF fighters, and the security forces in these difficult moments," unquote. Mars was set to hit the stage for a second time at Yarkon Park in Tel Aviv. Scary. Snoop Dogg's coffee biz is over. The Dogfather had partnered with businessman Michael Riady on the premium coffee brand Indo XYZ earlier this year, but now he's quietly stepped away. They had launched the brand, which offered trendy espresso martinis in a can, but like the effects of coffee itself, the ad campaign was shaky. Doja Cat is under fire for wearing a t-shirt which shows controversial comic Sam Hyde, who reportedly has ties to the neo-Nazi movement. In 2017, Hyde pledged $5,000 to neo-Nazi blogger Andrew Anglin amid his legal battle with the Southern Poverty Law Center over his alleged trolling of a Jewish woman. Come on, Doja. Bad kitty. Exclusive private members-only club Casa Cipriani in Manhattan is becoming even more exclusive by actively purging certain people. Some members have received emails stating that their membership would not be renewed in 2024 and signed warm regards. A nervous customer told us, quote, "No one is safe," unquote. Yeah, first world problems.
The Trash Bin.
Vanderpump Rules star Jax Taylor caused a flight from New York to L.A. to turn around on the runway, causing a massive delay. It made the plane 2.5 hours late because they were already on the runway and it was raining, said a esteemed source. This because Taylor's first class seat remained in the bed position and wouldn't go back up. More first world problems.
The news wrap-up.
Disinformation on the X platform has made it harder for users to assess what's going on in Israel and the region. New York's Airbnb ban has made people list short-term rentals on social media, bolstering a rental black market. A new social media trend has people posting AI-generated 90s-inspired yearbook photos of themselves with photo editing app Epic. Why?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Drake's For All the Dogs enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
Going Infinite by Michael Lewis is the best-selling nonfiction book.
NSYNC's first song together in more than 20 years has landed them back on the U.S. singles chart. It's the group's first single and chart appearance since 2002's Girlfriend featuring Nelly and their 13th song to chart in the U.S. Back in 2002, George W. Bush was president, A Beautiful Mind had won Best Picture, and the release of the first iPhone was still 5 years away. Chris Kirkpatrick, J.C. Chazet, Justin Timberlake, Lance Bass, and Joey Fatone are all featured on the song that appears on the soundtrack of the third Trolls movie, Trolls Band Together. It hits theaters on November 17th. Here's NSYNC with the song of the week, Better Place.
You like the best down low. I wanna lose control.
That was NSYNC with the song of the week, Better Place. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.